Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We are learning that the Senate vote on the Trump budget is expected soon. Republicans have been working for more than 24 hours to get enough votes to clear the package. ABC's Rachel Scott with more from Washington.
Senators spotted with blankets, coffee, and fuzzy socks inside the chamber as Republican leadership tries to secure enough support to pass the bill. They could only afford to lose three votes, and already two, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, have signaled they are not on board. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins also on the fence, with concerns cuts to Medicaid will impact rural hospitals.
President Trump is headed to Florida today to tour the facility in the Everglades. It's been dubbed Alligator Alcatraz, the detention center surrounded by swamps and, yes, alligators. Brian Koberger, the only suspect in the murder of four college students in Idaho 2.5 years ago, set to plead guilty tomorrow and accept four life sentences without parole. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. While they seem to have a deal, Republican lawmakers ended up bargaining with Governor Tony Evers to craft a budget that both sides of the aisle seem to agree on. And technically, they're late. The deadline was yesterday. Wisconsin is now operating with no state budget. Shelley Pittman has the latest.
Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal early this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for childcare, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era Child Care Counts program winds down. There's also $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. And despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin or UW system would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. The bill also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million people would see an average cut of $180 per year. That's a popular idea. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts.
We also know their plan does not include that $87 million cut to the UW system that Republicans had proposed. Instead, Evers calls it the largest increase to the system in nearly two decades. The Joint Finance Committee is taking up these plans today, and the state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. Then, the governor has 10 business days to add his signature and any possible line item vetoes. We're still learning more about their proposal. We'll have more information here throughout the day. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince, all three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Mike McCabe returns from his vacation in Tanzania.
And soon we'll be offering the John and Gordy Alligator Alcatraz for the backyard.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The only people that matter to Republicans right now are corporate CEOs and billionaires. Everybody else doesn't matter, because if you don't belong to Mar-a-Lago, you aren't a human being, according to this version of the Republican Party. And that is deeply sad.
Yes, thank you, Senator Murphy. Mm-hmm. And also, Chris can give us not really fun facts. Not so fun facts, a little update on that big, ugly bill.
They're getting ready to vote on the final mega bill in the Senate. However, there are just a couple more amendments that need to be debated. One of them is brought up by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. She's challenging a provision negotiated to placate Lisa Murkowski dealing with SNAP food benefits in Alaska. So it's not likely that Amy Klobuchar will win this amendment.
But if she does, they could get Murkowski.
If Klobuchar wins, then Murkowski could be unhappy and be a holdout.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, though.
Okay. Well, listen, that was This Sliver of Hope brought to you by Jean-Paul Sartre. Okay. This is why I need a love letter, Bella.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, good.
Does it say you're good looking?
Yeah, we know it does.
Of course it does.
Beautiful radiance.
When you hit this age, you're going to need all of these.
I'm not far behind 44.
It's just subject line, wow, Stephanie is amazing. I mean,
that's how you get red.
There you go. Whitney says, Mama, I am constantly amazed by your accomplishments. I've been listening to the show since it started when I was 20. I'm almost 41 now and in awe of the fact that at 23, you were hosting your own national radio show and already had years of experience under your belt. My mother, strangely, is also 43 with a 41-year-old. Boomers and Gen X, they're just built different, you know? Happy birthday. That's not till September when I turn
44.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you had 10 minutes of dead air on your Lockport station?
Say 9.
Well, that makes sense then. You were a baby. Okay. You didn't know.
I didn't have the muscle strength to hit the buttons properly.
Were you on a higher chair so you could reach the buttons?
Did you have a booster seat?
Yes.
Oh.
All right. You know what, Bella? We're never going to get out of this brandy debate.
Oh, my God. No.
Chris, she's not a whore. Because Chris is a bastard person.
She's not a whore.
Yeah. And we hate him and his ass face. Okay, this is Kate from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Why are we slut-shaming brandy? Okay, it's time for me to weigh in. As a former bartender, I had a very good time being single, and surprisingly enough, the only people who called me a whore were men getting laid less than I was.
No.
Wow.
The saying, a sailor has a woman in every port, comes to mind. Who is the real whore in the song? The sailor is like has a brandy in every port. He's the man of whore.
Clock it.
And she is a fine girl and would be a good wife.
She'd make a fine wife.
P.S. Bella, try oats overnight. Everyone's going to give you a solution for your stomach. Tummy trouble.
No, that actually, I did just get a bunch of oats to make overnight oats for breakfast from
That's
now
good.
On.
Maybe I should switch back to oatmeal.
Yeah. Who would have thought you need to eat?
Right?
Jody, acid buildup.
I find at least one story a day explains why Donald Trump is president.
Uh-oh.
Street artist painted a Roadrunner tunnel on a wall and someone tried to drive through it.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yes, I saw this.
No.
Yeah.
It was on Reddit.
Uh-huh.
She posted photos of a Fiat. First of all, somebody bought a Fiat. And
don't disparage Fiat. Those are fine cars.
I just remember a joke Jay Leno used to tell about, because he has those big, well, he has a ton of cars, but he has big giant cars, and he goes, it was always, like pulling little Fiats out of the grill and stuff.
Fiat is a good car.
Okay, anyway, she took a picture of a Fiat that drove into a wall painted like a Roadrunner tunnel. In fact, there was a painting of the Roadrunner beside it.
Right on, on the side,
People, was it just there are not actually movable holes.
It was a well-painted tunnel,
I would
tunnel,
assume
though.
It had to have been.
I saw the photo of the tunnel. It was well painted.
No word on the condition of the driver. The Fiat did take a beating.
Yeah, I saw the dent
tiny,
in the
tiny cars.
In the...
I do question the intelligence of the general population every time I drive in Los Angeles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, like here's a bicycle. This is just a bicyclist thing. But when you're passing somebody, in a car or on a bike, you always go on your left. You always pass on the left.
Right.
People inevitably always move to their left. When you say on your left, they move to your left. Try to get around them on the right, and you're not supposed to pass them. On your left means I am on your left. Move to your right. Okay.
Ride by yourself and that wouldn't happen.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Hey, here's some good news. The Devil Wears Prada 2 is
started filming.
Bella, you were 10 when this came out?
Oh, I don't even...
No, not even eight.
So it was 20 years ago.
Hang on.
It was 2008 that it came out.
Oh, yeah. I was...
You were eight.
A baby. I was six.
She was six.
Yeah.
She was a baby.
Yeah, some adult themes that she probably wasn't appropriate for.
No, but I love that movie.
It was a great movie.
It's a good film.
It's a classic.
Oh, it's good for you to learn to be mistreated by a boss later in life.
And I learned how important Cerulean was.
Yes.
And I learned that men ain't bleep because her boyfriend was the villain.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yep.
The film heading in production this week, right? Two decades later, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Emily Blunt, which rhymes with J.D. Vance's.
Also, when she gets hungry, she just has a cube of cheese.
So she doesn't pass out. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Stanley Tucci will be, and they're also adding Kenneth Branagh. So that sounds fantastic.
That sounds fun.
Apparently, they're going to work for rival magazines.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good.
And it also deals with the decline of, the publication industry.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be good.
Meryl Streep is just magic.
Yes.
She just is.
Yes, she is.
Okay. Look, it's Kevin in D.C., everybody. Hi, Kevin.
Well, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now,
is it because you haven't been jingled? Would you like to be jingled? Is that what I feel like that's what you're asking for? Is that what you're saying?
Okay. I love it when you jingle.
And Steffi, he's all that you need. When he's holding there on your phone, he's calling right now from D.C. Yeah, it's Kevin!
Wow, in such a horrible world, just a little thing like a jingle makes one feel
makes people happy. All right, go ahead.
And just a quick nitpick with the zygote. People ask me, why don't I flirt with you like the others? Because darn it, would you please look older? You're so young.
Yeah,
because
Epstein
dirty. It's a little dirty.
Yes, when I look at her, instead of thinking, I think,
good. do you want to hear my sad story? What was that? Sirens, I've been watching, which is fantastic.
I heard that's good.
Who am I thinking of? Who am I thinking of?
Julianne Moore.
There you go.
Julianne Moore. Ow.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Megan Fahey is in it. Kevin, do you know who she is?
I do.
Yes.
Speaking of So I Google her, and she's like...
18.
Oh, she's like, I don't know, 33.
Oh, okay.
I could be her mother.
And it's so weird to hear, like, age-appropriate people, you know, lust after certain people. And I'm like, that's my daughter. That's my cousin. No.
Yeah,
but real quick, let me say this real quick. And just like everyone, I like Joy Reid. I think Bernie's ideas are fantastic, and the country would be better if they've been implemented. But this is when do we take personal responsibility for our voting? The fact of the matter is, like, when he takes the pot shot he did at Kamala, or Joy said, oh, I don't feel like Obama, and blah, blah. See, this is the problem. Right now, we live in a conservative-dominated media. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, the public who doesn't pay attention, they hear blah, 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 Democrats bad from Democrats, I mean, from Republicans, then hear blah, 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 Democrats bad from Democrats. We continue to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We don't have the good fortune, unless the Democrat takes the crap from the front
yard. We do. That is the difference. We do purity tests on our side, and they don't, you know? I mean, largely.
And it's to their benefit.
Yeah. Let's play again. Yeah. Let's play again real quick, Joy Reid, because really, this is
good
stuff.
Of Jasmine Crockett, a rational party facing actual fascism would say, who are our most effective voices? Who do the people listen to? That's who do the people trust? Who do the people want to hear from? If it's Jasmine Crockett, we don't care who's in line.
That's right.
She's about to be the leader. We're going to put her as the head of whatever this committee is, make her the head of oversight, and put her on TV every day. Mm-hmm. But that isn't what Democrats do, because they're orderly. And orderly is insufficient in the face of fascism.
Thank you. That's the point right there. Yep. Keith Boykin says, now they're blowing up doors, terrorizing residential neighborhoods, and frightening small children so they can play Trump's little war games in the streets of L.A. None of this is necessary. Jody, we keep saying it every day, but because we're here, I just feel a responsibility to tell people how bad this is, and it's not stopping.
No, it's not.
It's getting worse.
They were just at the North Hollywood Home Depot the other day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, Justin Wolfers is an economist with a fantastic Australian accent.
But he said, you're right. I love his accent.
He said, it's quite rare for consumer spending to fall in inflation-adjusted terms. It happened during COVID and during the financial crisis, and it's happening now. It's amazing, particularly here in L.A., how many people are comparing this to COVID. Mm-hmm. Just the way businesses are empty, mm-hmm. people are scared. Whatever it is, people are pulling back spending. Mm-hmm. Remember how we didn't hardly spend anything during it? Because people are scared. Of this constant, I mean,
the trains are a lot less crowded,
yeah.
too.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, yeah, it's eerie. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lincoln Project said Trump has not made trade deals with 200 countries, quote unquote, partly because there aren't that many countries on the planet, but mostly because he's full of. I mean, 90 deals in 90 days. What has he done that anything that he said he's going to do? Zero. That's money deals. We have one. I don't know, pastiche of notions with the UK, that's it, right? That's all we have. We don't mm-hmm. I mean,
has that even been signed yet?
No.
No.
No. And we don't and we have a trade surplus with them. It's not even okay. Chris, who said of El Salvador, they've built a massive prison system. It's a hell of a system. We bring people there and they go there and they don't get out. It's a brilliant system.
Warden Gentiles.
No. Mango Mussolini. Oh. Jody, he says so many odious things in a week that I can't really keep up with all of them. Oh, hey, girl. It's Caroline Levitt.
Aww, hey.
It's time for our daily episode of Hey, Girl.
Oh, hey, girl.
Okay. Mm. Here she is. Oh, telling the same lie that Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. Remember when they say we're going to strengthen Social Security. It strengthens Medicare.
This bill strengthens Medicaid. Oh. It will protect those benefits that hardworking Americans need, and that's why the president wants this bill to pass. The senator was wrong. The president put out a Truth Social post addressing it, and then the senator announced he's no longer running for office anymore. So I think that case has been closed, and the White House is continuing to focus on getting this legislation to the president's desk for his signature.
There is a light on Medicaid that is broken. We're going to take it to our shop and fix it up there and then bring it back here.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm sorry, girl. Go ahead.
This is one of the most fiscally conservative pieces of legislation that has ever made its way through Capitol Hill. There's $2 trillion in mandatory savings in this bill. And not only that, the projected growth that this bill will bring to our economy. It will be an economic boom.
No.
And no. Okay. I don't. That, why didn't the press room break out laughing like we just did? These are all the fiscal hawks are not voting for it because it adds even more than the House bill. Who said that? Cory Booker. Guess it's going to be that one again. $3 trillion, $4 trillion. What does it add to the? Okay.
The Senate bill blows our deficit up far more than even the House bill did.
Thank
the
you.
Senate version now has our deficit going up about $4 trillion. So they are gutting and cutting programs for millions and millions of Americans and giving tax breaks to billionaires, all while doing such fiscal damage to the stability and strength of America.
Ms. Bick says, how bad is the big, beautiful bill? Every major hospital and health system in Louisiana warned in a joint letter to Mike Johnson these Medicaid cuts would be historic in their devastation. North America's Building Trades Union wrote to GOP leaders, if enacted, this stands to be the biggest job-killing bill in the history of our country. Clean energy, 800,000 jobs lost. Electric bills will skyrocket. Even Elon Musk calls it utterly insane and destructive. Oh, my God. Do you know what my electric bills are already? Holy... okay, one last one, Christopher. Who said, what do I tell the 663,000 people in North Carolina in 2 years or 3 years when President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off Medicaid because the funding is not there anymore, guys?
Ann Veal.
No, that would be departing Senator Tom Tillis. Okay, you can only vaguely grow a soul when you're leaving the party.
Yeah.
All right. 20 minutes. Why am I doing this with my arm? It's general sweep of arm.
Okay.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock, because do you need something else to worry about? You do not. Homeowners talking to you. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers stealing your home titles. It's not and not through a movable hole in a mountain and not on rocket skates. They actually steal your title.
That's right.
It's easy. All they do is forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title's been transferred out of your name. They can, you might not even know till you get a foreclosure notice, a collection notice. When's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer, like mine, is never, that's what they're hoping for. You can find out today. Home Title Lock can let you know if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now. Quickly. Do it. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? We're carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try for 8 weeks and you stay consistent like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, they're about to pass a bill that's going to blow up the economy even further and take away your health care and what else? You can get Trump perfume, however. It's available Trump, what is it called? Fragrance something?
Oh, yeah.
Only $249.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. The limited edition self-branded fragrance with a gold statue of him on the bottle.
Ew.
That takes some balls to charge that much for it.
Trump fragrances are here. They're called Victory 4547 because they're all about winning, strength, and success for men and women. Get yourself a bottle. Don't forget one. Get one for your loved ones, too. Enjoy. Have fun. Keep winning.
Have fun.
I thought he was for the everyman, and most people can't afford $250
in perfume.
Should
we buy it and put it on Ron's card and try it?
No. They also offer support as a fight branded cologne. That smells, probably smells like, what do they call the squibs? Like fake blood from a fake assassination attempt?
Yeah, it's a squib.
I'm going to guess the Trump cologne smells like fascism, dirty diapers, and Russian hooker pee. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. Yellow P tape. Do you have that one too? Mm-hmm. We might as well play all the hits. Hello, Yellow P tape.
Where the prostitutes peed on your bed. It happened up there in the penthouse, and some Russians ended up dead.
back in the woods, Colonial soup for their lunch. Putin counts on Trump to tell his lies.
I don't know. By the way, he took a rare public swipe at Putin. Did you see that a couple days ago, Jody? He said, I consider him a person that's, I think, been misguided. I'm surprised. Actually, I thought we would have had that settled. Oh, the Ukraine thing that he's going to have settled in a day?
Oh, he's surprised. Is he?
He's such a dope. I'm just saying. Just keep pissing Putin off. Can we just, come on, can we just, can't we owe to P-Tape for all we've been through? 29 minutes after the hour. Jody Hamilton's here.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Southwestern Wisconsin is becoming a hotbed for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Krapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
On the next show, what happens if 20 million people lose their health insurance? Kristen Krall from Fair Share America joins Maggie to talk about the Stop the Billionaire Giveaway bus tour.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Housing. It's not an option. It's
deficits were three times larger than pre-pandemic levels of deficit. And spending is just out of control. So it's easy to be a Democrat, spend, mortgage your kids' future, never be held accountable by the media. It's pretty hard what we're trying to do. And so this may take a little bit more time.
Jody, which president ran up a higher deficit than any president in our history?
I believe his name is Donald Trump.
Correct. Okay. This adds what now? $3 trillion?
At least.
Trillion?
11 billion.
Okay. We might as well just go with that.
Okay.
Thank you. Rude Pundit said, serious question. Has this administration done a single thing in nearly 6 months to benefit any regular people in the United States? I mean, other than giving jobs to complete morons and violent holes. I can't think of anything. Again, Jody, why?
Why?
One person. I'm going on Nancy Kerrigan. You keep getting kneecapped. Red state voters. Why do you still vote for these people?
I don't get it.
Carly says, I genuinely can't find words for how wild it is that Democrats are trying to stop a bill that will devastate red states while red state voters are cheering it on instead of asking their Republican representatives why they aren't protecting them. It's just the question of our time. It's just gotten worse because they've gotten more cult-like and disinformation's gotten worse. And, you know, Andrew Weinstein with another point about that. In 2010, Democrats were willing to lose their seats in Congress to pass the Affordable Care Act and guarantee Americans had access to health care coverage. In 2025, Republicans are willing to lose their seat to pass Trump's big ugly bill and take it away. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. I mean, both parties are not the same. Chris, who said, again, these inner city rats, they live off the federal government?
Lucille Ostero.
No, that was Senator Football McDumptony Tuberville with the not-so-subtle dog whistle. One last one, Chris. Okay. You have one last chance. It's not difficult to predict how all this ends. Eventually, executive power will become completely uncontainable, and our beloved constitutional republic will be no more.
George Michael Bluth.
No, that was Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. What is America's early warning system?
Black lady.
Thank you. I need a little more Letitia James directly into my veins. Thank you.
This is not the time to be afraid. This is the time to stand up and fight back and to resist any temptation for them to divide us. We're in this together. The rule of law is on our side. And the one institution that has stood by our side is the courts. We will not give in, not give up. We will not capitulate. We will not bow. We will not bend. We will survive.
Good for her. God bless her. Here's another not so fun fact. White men committed 87% of the murders of white women in America last year, despite being only 60% of the population. We clearly have a white male problem.
Yes.
Another young white guy with MAGA parents in Idaho Chris was saying he comes from a firefighter family, but I mean, who doesn't agree the firefighters are the good guys,
they're
right?
They're always the good guys.
They're the ones that run into buildings when people are running out that are on fire, you know, to save other people. And that somebody deliberately set a fire to lure them to kill them. For what reason? And then, you know, obviously killed himself. So I don't know if we'll know other than, you know, but he has.
I was reading more about the story this morning. There was no manifesto that's been found. They searched his car and they found nothing that would indicate.
Oh, and I think we don't know whether he killed himself or was.
We don't know.
There was a gunfight.
We don't know that yet either. So
yeah. Or, you know, suicide by cop, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I've been mentioning this all morning, but just because I. It really affects us directly, but it's going to affect the whole country because 40% of all of your fruits and vegetables come from here. In the vast agricultural lands north of Los Angeles, stretching from Ventura County into the state's Central Valley, ice raids have led a majority of workers to stop showing up. Mm-hmm. This means crops are not being picked. Fruit and vegetables are rotting at peak harvest time, which is just I also think just a moral atrocity when so many people are starving in the world. And, you know, did you know Lancet has done numbers on how many people are going to die because we cut U.S. aid?
Oh, it's millions.
Yes.
It might be time for you to pick your own strawberries again.
Oh, there you go.
That's fun.
You could help save the strawberry crops.
Just you.
By going out and picking the strawberries.
I was the one thing I was not easily tricked as a child. You know, that only took one time where I'm like, no, it's hot. There's bugs. I hear Mr. Softy. I don't want to do it. It's like, right, would we last like 10 minutes from picking our own strawberries?
Yeah. But you went to a pick your own corn place too.
I was talking to my sister about this though, Jody, about, you know, these poor people work for like 12 hours in the hot sun for like $5 an hour. And, you know, it's just like, why can't we pay, you know, people a living wage? Because Americans don't want to pay $14 for strawberries. They want to pay $3. So, you know, it's such a cyclical, and like we keep saying, they're never going to go after the employers.
Nope. Yeah.
And it's just...
They give lip service to that, but they never go after the employers.
Yeah, exactly. It's our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos, and Bella with a Z, and Jody on the show.
Hello.
Speaking of Jody on the show, Chris, no, this is actually for Chris.
Hi.
Your cheer dancing this morning, I'm going to put that on video loop so that if they pass this bill, I'm going to watch that over and over. And in fact, Chris, it makes me want to move to Utah so I can have two husbands and marry you as well.
I don't think that's how it works in Utah.
By the way, can I just say, we've been mentioning this, you know, we talked to Rude about the Supreme Court basically trying to erase gay people with this, you know, banning books with LGBT themes for kids. But I just, Ann Applebaum, who's the authoritarian scholar, said Orban banned the Budapest Pride March, so tens of thousands of people showed up to defy him. Yeah. You know, we got to take our inspiration where we can find it because, you know, but go ahead.
We have to take it to the street. I mean, we have to keep doing it. In fact, that Letitia James clip you played, I'm releasing my video of these other times. I want to add that clip to that video. Anyway, what I called to say was, you know, while Democrats have a purity test, Republicans have a crappity test. And if you're not crappity enough, you don't go forward. And the thing about which the press is killing me about Medicaid, they're letting them get away saying there's no cuts, yet there's a group of Republicans who are saying we don't want to vote for the bill because the cuts to Medicaid is not strong enough.
Exactly. Right.
You know,
it's not mean enough.
You know, exactly. And yet, where's the coverage on that? You know, not a word, you know. So that's why I'm going to just have to keep going back to that loop of Chris.
There you go.
Chair dancing.
All right.
I think that was in hour one. We were clapping.
Like white people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lame white person dances. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They don't have any core values. Like they used to be, at least like pretend to be fiscal conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Senate Republicans' version of Trump's bill is poised to add even more to the debt than the one proposed by the House. This is again from the nonpartisan CBO. Right. It would add approximately $3.3 trillion to the debt over the next 10 years. The House one was $2.4 trillion. So this is sort of unusual that the Senate makes it even worse.
I know.
And even more
weird.
People lose their health care. I mean, it's set to slash funding for social programs, including Medicaid and SNAP. It would leave, Elizabeth Warren, these numbers I think are going up now. As she said, now it's 20 million, I believe. Do we have Elizabeth Warren talking about this?
Remember how we thought it was going to be 14 million people who'd lose their health care?
Yes.
Then it went up to 16, then another million. Now they're saying just shy of 20 million. These are mamas and babies. These are people with disabilities. These are seniors who are in nursing homes, people with dementia.
All of which were my mom. Trump said, for all cost-cutting Republicans, of which I'm one, you don't get to say you're a cost-cutting Republican when you've added more to the deficit than every other president, you know, combined practically. He said, remember, you still have to get reelected. Don't go too crazy. We'll make it all up times 10 with growth more than ever before. What? Oh my God, stop believing this cheap time salesman. They say this every time, it's going to cause growth, these tax cuts for the rich and trickle down and yada yada. I don't even, how does anybody with a straight face, like we were saying, we all laughed out loud when Caroline said, you know, this is one of the most fiscally conservative bills.
You want to hear that again?
Yeah, oh God, yes.
This is one of the most fiscally conservative pieces of legislation that has ever made its way through Capitol Hill. There's $2 trillion in mandatory savings.
That's what we should do. Somebody bring in a laugh track in a sound effects box and just like...
I don't think you'd be welcome back if you did that.
Yeah, but it'd be great.
I'm not me. I'm somebody...
I'd get someone else to do it.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
The Wall Street Journal said Trump may have cost the GOP its Senate majority. silver linings. It's silver lining, Stack. They say when events are going in his direction, he has an uncanny habit of handing his opponents a sword. What does Bob say? Everything Trump always makes things worse for Trump. The vote was 51-49, but Trump couldn't leave victory alone. Instead, he unloaded on the two GOP dissenters, Rand Paul and Tom Tillis. GOP legislative reforms will have no chance if Democrats take the House in 2026. They also take the Senate. Forget about confirming another Supreme Court nominee. Oh, please, God.
Please, please, please.
The Trump presidency will be dead in the water.
Please, please, please.
It's a problem. You know, we actually do have a conscience and a soul on our side. So it's hard to go, oh, well, this is great for us politically. But I guess it is. It's just it's a lot of people are going to be heard.
Yep.
Laura in Virginia. Hello, Laura.
Hey, Steph. I'm everybody. Bella, Chris, Jody. I can't compete with the others who are much better at kissing up, but you are all beautiful and wise. And we are better. God. You are in our lives.
Oh, my God.
But really, I just wanted to say, you know, the administration and the GOP destroyed USAID because they spent $40 billion, which they said was too much to save lives and stop disease and spread democracy, but they're going to give ICE $40 billion. I mean, cruelty is their lifeblood.
Laura, bigger than any military in the world. Yeah. ICE. I mean,
exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. And second, just as we talked about with the House version of the budget, if the Senate bill is even worse, remember, this can trigger sequestration, which means automatic spending cuts across the board, including on Medicare, not just Medicaid, cuts to education, defense, everything, required cuts across the board. And, you know, people just need to, it's not too late, it's not over till it's over. Yeah. People need to call your senators, especially if you live in red states. Go to senate.gov,
Laura,
call 202-224-3121.
I just can't believe people still believe his lies. He just, yesterday, right? It's not going to touch Medicaid at all. Stop believing his lies. Like, we were playing this whole John Oliver thing about Bobby Kennedy and how, this is the thing about all pathological lifelong liars. They are so specific in their lies. Like,
that's
all
how
these
you believe
numbers and statistics.
Yeah.
And like John Oliver saying about, oh, it seems like Bobby Kennedy knows stuff. He doesn't. It's the same as, like, you know, the guy that, you know, our grifter that ripped off the show.
Yeah.
And the,
oh, yeah.
I remember my friend said, he's way too specific, way too much specificity in his stories, you know, because that's what they've learned to do from a lifetime of lying is they throw out, like, facts and figures and things that sound like they know what they're talking, and they're just complete lies.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Makes it easy to fall for them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know, having been a person that fell. Okay. We've all been grifted. Yes. We've all been lied to.
Right.
And I just can't believe more people are not.
The biggest one of all is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Movers. Now, it is not just a great idea business-wise for you. It is a moral imperative, Jody Hamilton. You're always way ahead of the curve. You know what I'm saying? Here's the curve. Here's you. You can't even see the curve anymore. It's okay. This year, we've seen a lot of companies, right, bend the knee, kiss the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Credo Mobile has always been a progressive phone company. They have donated over $95 million over the years to nonprofits working for a better world. You get to vote where your dollars go. You get reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month they donate to somebody that is helping keep our democracy alive. Alive, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Switching so smart, so easy. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off her.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Well, summer's here. Time to relax and hit the refresh. But if stress, sleepless nights, and sore muscles are getting in the way, CB Distillery has got you covered. CB Distillery's 4th of July sale is on, and you can save up to 50% site-wide with the code VIP. I'm a huge fan of the relief stick. I use it on my lower back after every bike ride. CB Distillery's got plant-based solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, relaxation, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. It's all made with premium hemp grown right here in the U.S. No fillers or artificial ingredients. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. The 4th of July sale is the perfect time to stock up and save up to 50% off with that code VIP. If you haven't tried CBD, there's no better time than now. Visit CBDistillery.com. Use my promo code VIP, CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. One more time, CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This portion of the show brought to you by my pals at Native Path Collagen. It's can I tell you something, Bella? What? Okay, you know, we've been having tumbly trouble. Mm-hmm. I ran out of my Native Path Collagen because one of the things it's good for is your digestion.
Oh.
So I just started using it again. I swear to God, I can feel the difference already.
Oh.
It's good at, not just for your digestion. It's good for everything, your hair, your nails, your bones. You get that collagen. It's all it's a peptide bioavailable Right, it's right in there. It's flavorless. You don't even know what's in there. I put it in my coffee every morning. It is the best way to get your collagen. Significantly strengthens your bones, reduces joint pain, visibly reduces wrinkles and sagging skin, boosts hair fullness, and reverses nail damage. On and on and on. Helps your digestion, all of it. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners, you can claim 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, getnativepath.com/Stephanie. 53 minutes after the hour. Tomorrow's Man Meat Wednesday, but we've substituted one of the meats see if you can tell the difference.
Right.
It's Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Glenn Kirshner has been substituted like a Folgers crystal for Carlos Sells Rocky
tomorrow.
We'll
see if we can tell the difference. We'll see how many voices Glenn Kirshner can do.
Yeah, and will he be on for the hour? Yeah. That's the other question.
And then Thursday, because it's holiday week, for Angela on the big show on Thursday. And then Friday, we have a great 4th of July best of. You know how we always say there's an app for that?
Yep.
This is a good app.
Oh, okay. That one? I know what you're saying.
iPhone app notifies users of nearby ice sightings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. IceBlock currently has more than 20,000 users, many of whom are here in L.A.
Yeah.
The guy that designed it said, when I saw what was happening in this country, I wanted to do something to fight back. Adding to him, the deportation efforts feel reminiscent of Nazi Germany. We're literally watching history repeat itself. Mm-hmm. He said he hopes those notifications will help people avoid interactions with ICE, noting he does not want users to interfere with the agency's operations.
Last night, Fox News lost their
Did.
When they reported that CNN just happened to mention this app.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I know. I can tell it's going to make them shizzle. We've been talking about Bobby Kennedy all morning and his just solid wall of lies and things that are on tape that he denies he said. Rush University Medical Center in Chicago is using AI tools and learning modules to teach how to more quickly identify measles rashes on different skin tones. New doctors are having to get training in all these old diseases that we had already eradicated. A lot of these diseases are showing up with increased frequency in clinics and ERs, posing challenges for younger physicians and health workers who thought they were relegated to history, including chicken pots, diphtheria, polio.
Yeah, Lonnie had to get a new MMR vaccine because his immunity was so low. So I'm getting my blood tested in a couple of weeks to see.
Vaccinating and keeping these things eradicated, we have to teach doctors, seriously? Mm-hmm. In 2025, we have to teach doctors how to deal with polio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane. All right, John Fetterman, that's all I need to say.
He needs to step down.
Yeah. He's apparently grown tired of the arduous process of being a senator. He said, "Oh my God, I just want to go home. I've already missed our entire trip to the beach." So he's talking about this. If you don't want to do, and again, I have every sympathy for his stroke and mental illness, whatever he's dealing with, that he's been, you know, brave about talking about. But it's not just his weird beating up of Democrats and supporting Trump. It's that he does not seem to want to do the work the Senate. Can I just, how many headlines do we have to get? Trump bashes spoiled Japan. Trump rages about evil sleazebag Forbes writer. Trump melts down at CNN anchor. I mean, it is just one whiny poopy diaper parade every day. Mm-hmm. Is this the one he calls him Mr. Japan?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know what he's talking about. Something. They show people how spoiled countries have become with respect to the U.S. I have great respect for Japan. They won't take our rice, and yet they have a massive rice shortage. This was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
In other words, we'll be sending them a letter, and we love having them as a trading partner for many years to come. People don't know what to do with him. He's such a lunatic. Then at 2:15 in the morning, he said, I'm doing a major conference called Faith Leaders from all over the country, and ATT is totally unable to make their equipment work properly. Call tech support anybody else and shut them up. Oh, my God. Democrat Senator Chris Coons. There's that one.
That the White House can do conference calls.
The White House has an IT department.
Yeah, right? This one. I haven't spoken to these sleazebags at the Forbes in years. They don't want the facts. They're so inaccurate. It was an article about Trump's decades of inflating the size of his properties to get bank loans and tax breaks.
Oh, you mean the thing that he was convicted on?
Right. And Abby Phillip was talking about him, that everybody else, that he always tacos out, and that's why the stock market rebounds, because they know he's full of And so he, did you see she just tweeted him back and said, thank you for watching, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
Everybody else is the adult in the room except mm-hmm. for him,
yep.
right?
Yep.
All right. Man Meet Wednesday tomorrow. Yeah. Thank you, Jody Hamilton.
Hey, Jody.
What is it? Politics
the
Bar.
Politics Bar. There you go.
I got it. Go listen to it.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sturgeon Spirits Distillery founder Carl Lowenstein into the studio. And the 4th of July is fast approaching, so we talk fireworks. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate expected to vote sometime soon on the Trump budget bill. Republicans have been debating it for more than a day now, nonstop. They're trying to scrape together enough votes to get the spending package passed. President Trump, meantime, in Florida, standing alongside Governor Ron DeSantis, touting the massive detention center being built in the Everglades. He says more facilities will be built soon.
We have Louisiana doing it big, Alabama's doing it. We have a lot of states. They seem to be red states and not too many blue states for whatever reason, you know. But the red states, Republican-run states, are doing it. The blue states don't do very well at security and policing.
Job openings in the U.S. rising unexpectedly in May, showing once again the resiliency of the American job market. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has died. His ministry worth millions fell apart in the 90s following prostitution scandals. He continued preaching. Jimmy Swaggart was 90. This is ABC News.